was December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. At 4 in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow. Then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9.
Welcome, my friends, to the Republic Broadcasting Network. You're listening to Take No Prisoners, and I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy, and thank you very much for joining me. Today is Saturday, December 8th. Where has the time gone as the so-called holiday season is in full swing? The country is obsessed with making money and dispensing inventory. Well, hopefully we have other things on our mind today, friends. I appreciate you joining me. A couple of items of interest. We had a tremendous amount of activity for the Saturday and Sunday programs last week. What would that be? Saturday the 1st, I believe, and Sunday the 2nd. I could be wrong on those dates. But we had a huge listenership and an extraordinary number of downloads. And the reason is because I think the material is highly relevant to the enforcement of your administrative processes, to assisting one in court cases, to executing your position as a creditor in those situations where it comes down to a discussion rather than paperwork, situations such as sheriff's sales, securing certified copies of records, dealing with various de facto bureaucrats, and similar situations. So you may want to, if you haven't already, you may want to download those programs from the archives at Republic Broadcasting Network. While you're at it, you might want to download the Sunday November 25th program as well, which is where we started dissecting the application of some of the tax form technology, the 1099 OID technology that we know is spreading wildly across the country, and 1040B and Form 56 or 1040s or 1040 NRs, or a number of ways of doing these things, but how it would apply in court cases and other agency administrative challenges. And the discussion began on Sunday, November 25th. Also, if you are embroiled in an ongoing controversy and you need some public relief, the programs on September 2nd and 9th, touching on the subject of trial by notary and the collecting in bankruptcy broadcast that we did from the seminar on September 16th with follow-ups on September 29th and, as I recall, Sunday, October 8th and I believe Saturday, November 3rd as well. Those were all potent sessions that probably would be worth your time to listen to. In addition, if you need a notary, of course, please contact Notary Depot at hush.com, and they'll be able to hook you up. They usually can hook you up with a commercially knowledgeable and often a VIC-trained notary, not to teach you process, but to help you execute your process. We'll be back in 3 minutes, folks, to discuss prison extraction and VIC in detail.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, Officemax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
The boogie train, it's a boogie thing. Oh, it's a boogie thing.
Welcome back, my friends. This is Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. The call-in number today is 1-800-313-9443. That's for your questions relevant to today's topic or topics, I suspect, as the day unfolds. We're going to be moving, my friends, immediately to the comprehensive administrative remedy. I've had literally hundreds of requests for quote-unquote Sam's comprehensive administrative remedy, and that's all the requests stated. Apparently, there was some posting on one of the numerous commercial redemption websites or forums or blogs, I don't know what they call them nowadays, discussion groups, Yahoo groups, Google groups, but one of them had some sort of posting, and so people were writing me all week saying, please send us Sam's comprehensive, or Sam's administrative process is what they said. And the bad news, folks, is that I have hundreds, literally hundreds of administrative processes, and they vary depending upon what one is seeking to accomplish. I guess that's good news also, because we have things to fit various situations. But there's no such thing as a blanket administrative process. An administrative process is what you wish to make it. And let me emphasize, as one party pointed out to me this week, a fellow who's doing some very interesting things in Minnesota, he loves affidavits. And sometimes I think we forget about those affidavits that accompany them, the affidavits that establish the facts, the affidavits that establish the liability, affidavits of obligation, affidavits of negative averment, affidavits establishing status. All of those can be very helpful in administrative processes. In fact, let me give you Sam's administrative process right now. Here's my affidavit, and you have 10 days to respond point by point, or else a notary will issue a binding administrative judgment certifying your acceptance of all terms and provisions therein. Folks, that's an administrative remedy right there. They have opportunity to respond. They fail to respond. It's duly noted. Perhaps a second opportunity, a three-day opportunity for a second response is given or an offer of immunity. It's the principles that matter, the understanding that matters, not what the particular words say. If you have the understanding, then you're more than halfway there to being able to execute as a creditor. So I was not able to assist anybody with those generalized requests. Now, if the request had been more specific about the administrative process you had read on the program, myself or a volunteer who works for me probably still would not have been able to assist you because, as an example, let me see if I can find it in front of me. Here's a comprehensive administrative remedy, and I'm going to scoot right up here to the notary's certificate of service, on which there are 36 items. There's a choice of payment instruments, including new ones that have not been distributed, and I won't be distributing them other than to a very select few people for beta testing because, as you may or may not know, I have very deeply held beliefs that we should not be contributing to people's difficulties by empowering them with slivers of information or moments of perceived sovereignty that they then can shoot themselves in the foot and bring tragedy onto their family. Rather, that we all go through a pickling process whereby we mature, our knowledge grows, our confidence grows, and we gain truly an understanding of what it is we're seeking to accomplish. I'll tell you this. Every day, I realize how little I know. Not a day goes by that I am not truly convinced I know nothing, not to quote Sergeant Schultz. But I know relatively nothing. In the collective history of mankind over the 6 or 7 millennium that history has been recorded, I truly know an infinitesimal fraction of a percentage point of knowledge. And so I think it's important from a perspective of philosophy and morality that we grow our knowledge and we grow our understanding until the answers to the questions are self-evident and the questions themselves seem superfluous. At that point, we might properly feel the freedom to consider what our choices and alternatives are. Now, granted, you don't always have that luxury. You feel that your back is against the wall. But sometimes you have to accept what's given to you instead of grasping for that which you do not understand, which can provoke further difficulties for you that you will not be able to defend lacking that understanding. This is an example. If I were to send out an administrative remedy, untold numbers of people, in my opinion, would potentially be injured by their decisions to utilize it without a full understanding. And I've had, over the years, numerous emails come to me and say, Sam, I used your administrative process from people I never met, and now I'm in trouble on this or that. What do I do? And I'm always flabbergasted how, first of all, they fail to have an understanding that it's their process when they use it. When they put words to the paper, it's their process. And secondly, as we entertain our discussions and emails and communications of sorts, the feedback suggests to me they had no idea, not a clue, as to what they were actually doing. Sometimes we're blessed by good fortune under those circumstances, but sometimes we're not. And I'm not willing to facilitate those sort of risks for folks prior to them having the proper training and understanding of themselves and the methods they seek to use. That's why we created this idea of mentorship. And it has spread, and the retreats we held led to alliances and liaisons. It would be difficult for me to articulate the various scenarios and situations and circumstances and events that have arisen from those meetings. I had a phone call literally while the introduction theme song for this program was playing, 16 minutes ago. And there was from a number of people from different parts of the country who were meeting, all of whom I know well, all of whom I have a high degree of respect for, meeting and expanding this technology and other technologies especially, and integrating and sifting. And I've watched some of these people grow substantially. Others have grown on their own, but it's a pleasure to see that sort of mentoring and sharing unfolding. And so that's the model that I'm adhering to, not to the penalization of anybody, but so that people just don't have pieces of paper and electronic files thrust in front of them, but rather have an opportunity to learn who they are, grow into that knowledge, and grow into the knowledge of the procedures that they consider using. I forgot to mention, let me see if I can find it in my notes, I know I mentioned it last week, that as we speak, Sam Davis is holding a seminar, and folks, I'd really like to announce this. Let me see if I can find it. It'll only take a second. He's holding a seminar, I believe, on the West Coast. Here it is, a Status is Freedom seminar, December 8th and 9th, as we speak, at San Marcos, California, the San Marcos Resort and Country Club. They do accept walk-ins, so even if you want to attend just tomorrow, that would be a worthy endeavor, because Sam will take you through the foundations and help even sophisticated law merchants better understand who they are and what they're trying to do. And that's not just me talking. That's feedback from other sophisticated law merchants and mentors of my conferences who have attended and reported to me that very pleasant unfolding. The good news is there will be another seminar this coming weekend, next weekend, in Dothan, Alabama, December 15th and Sunday, December 16th at the Quality Inn, and the tuition is only $150. They accept all sorts of different public payments, and you can find out the details at statusisfreedom.com. I presume www.statusisfreedom.com. So I certainly suggest that if you're anywhere near or even not, and might have to travel 1,000 miles, but feel that you are dying for information, as so many emails say to me, I don't want to be a neophyte any longer. I want knowledge as quickly as I can get it. Here's an opportunity. Get yourself to Dothan, Alabama next weekend. All right. We were looking at the comprehensive administrative remedy. By the way, I encourage your calls in. I know when we start on these technologies, people tend to get mute. They'd rather listen and learn. But there's an awful lot of learning that can be done by calling in directly and discussing your case, especially if you have a prison case. If someone has an active prison case or a probation situation at the moment, although I'd prefer a prison extraction situation, why don't you pick up the phone, call in right now to 1-800-313-9443, and you'll get a chance discuss it. We'll go right into the Prussian technology for those extractions, and we'll do that with or without a caller, right after the break. You're listening to Take No Prisoners, my friends, at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Welcome back, my friends. This is Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're going to go to the phones in just a moment. Before we do, I'd like to read you the first five lines, the first five entries on the Notary's Certificate of Service for the comprehensive administrative process that I would use in a prison extraction case, in any judicial case that to which I thought I should respond, and in certain collection situations. I would not use such a comprehensive approach in certain agency situations and credit card situations and maybe some bank loan situations and things of that sort. Now, if you've paid these things properly, then there may be no reason to have a comprehensive response. But I think this will give you some idea of some of the modifications that are occurring as we speak to the BIC process. In addition, we have a brand new set of instruments, some bonds and payment coupons and other things you've never seen before, that are not ready for distribution, but they're coming. They're in beta testing right now, and that's a remarkable change as well. As I mentioned a week or so ago, change number one, I'm no longer using fiduciary instructions at all. Change number two is a major change to instruments to put banks in a situation where they must honor the instrument. Some of the other changes include additions of tax forms to the process. So here are the first five entries. Entry number one would be the payment instrument. Might say secured promissory note number such and such with letter of instructions. By the way, that letter of instructions is a very simple letter of instructions, similar to what we used maybe 5, 6, 7 years ago, even more, in instructing the payee how to ledger the account and instructing the bank to simply treat the instrument as a demand deposit instrument, enter credits to the depositor's account, ship it off to Treasury in the attached envelope, and if there's no notice of non-performance or notice of dishonor within 3 to 5 days, release the hold on the credits. Very simple letter of instructions. So line number one would be the name of the instrument with letter of instructions. Line number two, IRS Form 1099-OID, reporting the above-named recipient's taxable gain in the amount of, and then we would, of course, have a decision as to what the amount is. If you don't know the amount, then we would not enter an amount in, obviously. Now, notice we didn't just say IRS form, 1099-OID, and since this is a notary's certificate of service, we could not take a proactive stance as an example, saying the IRS form 1099-OID report of your taxable gain. So we put it in as the above noted. We worded this as the above named recipient's taxable gain, which is just an observation that the notary is making off of the document, of course. The third item, is IRS Form 1040-V for the above-named recipient's reconciliation of its tax obligation or reconciliation with IRS. Number four, IRS Form 56 appointing Henry M. Paulson Jr. as attorney in fact for legal fiction Sam Kennedy. I hope I said that was number four. And then number five, although these two could be reversed depending on the psychology you're intending to bring to bear, number five says, durable power of attorney appointing the above-named recipient to stand in the name, place, and stead of defendant Sam Kennedy. Now, that's it. All of those are worded very, very carefully to address the psychology of the recipient. Every attorney knows what a power of attorney is, even though it has been diminished in their thought process. It's a party who has the authority and obligation of standing in the name, place, and stead of another party or entity. And so we make that their obligation. One theoretically could use a Form 56 here as well. And then you would want to add language such as subject to the authority of the Secretary of the Treasury, because you would want the Secretary's power of attorney or fiduciary appointment by way of Form 56 to be prescient, because ultimately it's the Secretary who's keeping the books and holds the responsibility for zeroing or settling the account. We'll pick this subject up when we come back, and we'll go immediately to the phone.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
I woke up on the cement floor this morning. My head felt like some.
Welcome back, my friend. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. So as I was saying, the first five items are the payment instrument, the IRS Form 1099 OID report of the above-named recipient's taxable gain, the IRS Form 1040V to ensure proper reconciliation of that gain with IRS, the durable power of attorney appointment to whomever the fiduciaries, perhaps, on the instrument happen to be, and that is also subject to authority of the Secretary of the Treasury, who is named as fiduciary on item 5, which is the IRS Form 56, appointing the Secretary as the fiduciary to process the instrument and settle all accounts. That's his job, to juggle the funds and adjust the books, and he knows it. There are also, I said 36, now there are 38 actual items on that certificate of service. So it's not something that can be sent out. There's an accumulation of different documents that goes into the comprehensive administrative process, and it takes a substantial amount of training to use something like this effectively, because otherwise you just send out paper, you risk winding up in trouble, And you have no gain because you will back down in the future when the heat is turned up, unless you know exactly what you're doing and have your strategy thought out in advance. So that's why we put together the mentoring system. That's the model that remains prescient in my mind and in my vision of having mentors who are knowledgeable and who grow every day in their knowledge through this process and other processes and their affiliations and associations of their own. And those folks are the ones who can provide the core hand-holding and hands-on knowledge and experience if you're in a difficult situation. We'll do our best to hook you up with people like that. Doug in Utah, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Doug, are you there?
I'm here. You hear me okay?
Thanks for joining us. Doug, do you have a program? We're about to get into prison extraction. Do you have a prison situation?
Well, yeah, it's not my situation. It's a friend of mine.
That's fine.
In fact, I'd met him while I was in the Hoosgow.
Where were you? When was this?
Salt Lake Metro Jail. I was a guest of the sheriff.
And what kind of case was that?
Oh, mine was contempt of court. This fellow is being held on by the U.S. Marshals on federal charges.
Yours was contempt of court.
Yeah.
Funny. On some cable station this last week, they've been broadcasting the movie Goodfellas, rolling it over time and again. And every time I hear about that contempt of court, I keep thinking when Henry, as a young boy, got pinched, as they called it, and was taken into court. And when he comes out, all of his Goodfellow friends have a standing ovation because he lost his virginity. How many people listening to this program have lost their virginity on contempt of court? So you met this fellow while you were in county lockup, and he's now locked up in United States federal prison?
No, not yet. He's being held for a trial here in January.
And why has he not been released? He refused to sign an appearance bond, or what were the circumstances?
I'm a little he was grabbed up a little more than a year ago. A bit more than a year ago, because he had a prior conviction and they had filed new charges and grabbed him up on a breach of the of his so-called agreement.
Were the original charges, not the replevin, but what were the original charges?
Oh, you mean the conviction?
Yes.
They were convicted on? Oh, how did they describe it exactly?
It was a tax issue,
not a protest, basically what had happened is he had his company had filed a return which he had signed, and the U.S. attorney put it in front of him, and he said, "This doesn't look right." And so with that admission, they went ahead and took the case. They charged him, and basically he had pled guilty.
Okay, I understand. Does he have any law merchant or commercial experience since then?
Only what we've talked about.
What do you mean?
Well, I've been visiting him since I got out.
All right. So you're prepared to act as his advocate on the outside?
Well, I have his power of attorney. I have, at this point, on his behalf, I've filed the UCC and a security, and I've recorded a security agreement naming me as secured party.
Okay, very good.
To the debtor.
That's a very commendable thing to do, and I hope you're a knowledgeable creditor in so doing, because obviously they won't like outside parties meddling in the case. So that's
well, I'm no longer an outside party.
That's absolutely correct. and I'm glad you pointed that out. You're now a principle of interest, and once it's perfected, you'll be paramount creditor, paramount secured party creditor to the
now,
debtor.
Now, how about the perfection? All of this took place end of August.
Okay, and you filed the UCC-1.
I haven't done anything beyond that, and filing an indemnity bond or sending an indemnity bond into Treasury for $3 billion.
You did a one-shot $3 billion indemnity bond?
Never saw it back.
Yeah, okay. That's fine. We've been doing them in $300 million amounts.
That's what I understand. I'm acquainted with Gordon.
All right. So you've decided to... you had decided to submit a $3 billion a single $3 billion bond to the United States Treasury.
Right.
All right. So what is your question now? Do you have a question?
Well, basically, I've described to you what I've done at this point, and I'm still at a loss at how I should proceed.
Yes. Well, I can't tell you what you should do. But I can certainly give an outline.
I understand that. What would you do in my situation?
I certainly can give an outline of what I might do under these circumstances. And I think it would be prudent, however, to begin by telling you that you need to consider carefully what your role would be in a situation like this. It's not a risk-free role, and everyone needs to evaluate their own situation carefully. Now,
I understand that.
Now I had a discussion. Well, I won't have any knowledge of what your understanding is or isn't, of course, because we're strangers. We've never met, from what I can tell.
Well, I appreciate that, but I'll claim understanding of it.
Yeah, so I had a discussion with someone yesterday, and we spoke about cross coverage. A cross-filing of UCC-1s and security agreements. And I've been stating for some time that I think this is a most beneficial enterprise for partners in crime to undertake, so to speak, for this reason. If one finds oneself in a difficult situation, either a civil collection situation, where they're considering a bankruptcy intervention, or in a criminal situation, that cross-filing can be immeasurably valuable. So if you're listening to my voice today, folks, I would suggest that is a procedure that should be discussed with one's closest confidants and considered as a protection. If I had a friend who was a superb creditor and knew how to execute as a creditor, I would approach him for cross coverage because I like the idea that we are not alone in our undertakings. In fact, if we have the two additional signatures on a surety bond, then we already have the start of that cross coverage because the surety has extended his or her bond to indemnify all of the accounts that are listed.
And one of those sureties, I feel confident in going to with that kind of a request.
Yes, that's very good. So, but in your situation, you're acting as cross coverage for another party. But certainly in a bankruptcy situation, that third party creditor appearing, or in an eviction situation, or in a collection situation, and even in a criminal situation, that third party can wield tremendous power if that third party fully understands who he is and what he stands for as first-in-line paramount creditor. That party, since that's where we're heading, let's talk about your situation, and that would be a prison extraction situation. That third party has given public notice that he is first in line for all business to be transacted with the debtor slash defendant. And that's a critical understanding because all the prison situation is the collecting of the liability that that is attributed to the debtor by the United States Federal Corporation through a surety. And so what I have suggested to people, even this week, I've had a few of these discussions, I've suggested that if I was facing a situation where I was going to be locked up or detained without my consent, and believe me, in my case, it would be without my consent, then I would place the mechanisms in order in advance of such an event unfolding, understanding what event would unfold. And in fact, I had a discussion like that with someone I believe you know. For instance, if, let's talk in terms of me, if a Sam Kennedy defendant, a defendant bearing a misnomered forged name on a piece of paper, was told to report in 60 days, for instance, to a federal prison or to the marshals or to a probation officer, whatever the order is, first of all, I wouldn't accept the order, of course. I would ask them to clarify who the order is directed at, and of course they're going to talk, they're going to try and pipe that mic down right away and talk in terms of, well, the defendant, of course, and operate under the presumption. By the way, Sam Davis, who I mentioned earlier, has a wonderful list of presumptions that are part of Idaho statutes and codes, and they're very enlightening as to what is presumed. I think most of us recognize them when we see them in writing, but unless we see them in writing, we may not be aware of just how powerful their presumptions are, why they can get away without the original promissory note or the original mortgage in court, why they can do the things they do. Most of the time it's because it's in the normal course of business, as is the defendant in a case. It's just business to them. So if that defendant fails to report, then an arrest will be effected on new charges. So it's a good idea to have the procedures in place ready to go on the new charges within 24 hours after that arrest, because that is a potent statement when they pull in a party that they know, and in my cases, they know that party is not the surety. They've received the declaration of political status. They have the affidavits and the depositions that are not answered. They have the notary's various administrative judgments, and they have in their possession something you're probably familiar with, Doug, which would be the rescission of bond package, the notice of rescission, in which we rescind our prior signatures, we surrender the confessed successor surety or sureties, those sureties, of course, being the fiduciaries on your payment instruments. We issue an order to quash all process. We return the electronic inventory slave tracking device. We issue a global recall of all securities that have been attributed to that defendant debtor, which we can do because we're first in line and we're willing to pay them off. And we issue a new payment instrument to obligate, to bond, the party that we would be issuing this package to. Now, these items that I just mentioned basically are assembled in a table of contents in a package we call, I think it's named, the optional notice of rescission of bond or notice of rescission of appearance bond or something like that. But basically, it's the entire package that someone in a prison situation would consider using. But I'm going to talk in terms of me again. If I was in a prison situation or facing a challenge on the public side and I had rogue judges that I was dealing with, because you know I'm going to have that case settled within 72 hours. So if they're ignoring their own boss, the Secretary of the Treasury, and all of the other paperwork, then this package will be sent with the evidence of the conversion of liability to the successor sureties by way of their confession to accepting that liability, by way of their confession to being successor surety, by way of their confession to all of the stipulations that they've waived all of their rights to argue or rebut or object or protest, that there are no facts in dispute, that the case is settled, that they are holding the liability, that the instrument is valid in both amount and structure. So all of that would be sent over to them after I complete my administrative process. The administrative process is the first step. That's the step by which we say, I've received your instrument and I'm sending it back to you, your indictment, your information, whatever it is, and I'm returning it to you, noted, accepted for value, and returned as defective for cause. We'll continue this discussion after the next break, folks. That music means we're going to be away for 3 minutes. Please come back and join us. This is going to be a very interesting discussion. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy, we're confident, because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Glad you made it. On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please.
I got no bread for the rent. I got my next two paychecks spent.
Welcome back, my friend. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. We only have a few minutes before the end of the first hour, so let's continue intensely on this particular topic. Doug, What I'm saying here is that under the best of circumstances, we would take whatever the process is that's being offered, whatever that bill is, whatever that notification is they provide us that they're attempting to trade on our credit, and we send it back to them with a comprehensive administrative process. And we've been in the process of reading that, although I did not get to it last week, but we were up to paragraph 14, the verified affidavit of facts notice that we provide them. Basically, we're taking their process, we're accepting it for value, noting it perhaps to be paid to the Department of Treasury, and returning it as basically defective, and yet we will be honorable and settle it commercially as a secured party creditor. Now, this is not the old-fashioned return of process arguing with them. We are accepting it, but we're going to return it as a defective process with a political status document as well as payment, and then transfer all of the liability over to whomever is named as the fiduciaries on the BIC payment instrument or instruments, and then we have a notary 10 days later certify that conversion and or acceptance of liability by the new confessed successor sureties.
Sometimes
that process will include the enforcement officials as well. There may be a separate process for them, and sometimes it will not. But regardless, once we have successor sureties, confessed successor sureties, which on the public side would also be known as confessed third-party defendants, I would, for any case involving me, issue the rescission package with all of the materials that I mentioned earlier, where we're sending a new payment instrument and surrendering to the enforcement officials. In a federal case, it would be the marshals and the director of the marshal service. And we're basically giving them notice. Here are the sureties being surrendered to you. Here is a copy of the process. Our public business is done. And here is a 1099 OID and a 1040V for you and a copy of Form 56 as well. So the rescission package is literally in the process of being altered as we speak to have all of the most potent documents that we can include to demonstrate that the account is settled, the secretary is in charge of that settlement, and there's no outstanding liability other than the successor sureties if they have failed to convey the payment instrument to the Secretary of the Treasury. That completes it. And then, if it was me, I would walk. My public business is done. I have nothing more to discuss with you. That's it. I'm standing on my right of avoidance. Now, if they effect another arrest, then I would want to have all of those materials in place right after the decision packet. So if I'm capacitated, others such as you, Doug, working on my behalf, would not have to do that when we come back after a one-minute station identification. Folks, first hour of this Saturday edition of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. Join me in 1 minute, please. With